It has been 30 years since Los Angeles erupted into violence after the acquittal of four Los Angeles police officers in the beating of a black man named Rodney King.
Hey, this is Linda Brakes.
Go, Linda.
Rocker Center.
Go.
We're right in the middle of it. As you can see, they're throwing bottles and rocks at the officers. They're trying to drive the officers back into Parker Center. Turn this way. We are hearing loud noises. I don't know what they are.
That is Newsreel from KABC-TV.
3 decades and a racial reckoning later, it would be fair to ask, how much has really changed? This week, the Minnesota Department of Human Rights issued a damning report that found widespread racism inside the Minneapolis Police Department. The report said officers stopped, searched, arrested, and killed people of color at significantly higher rates than white people, and that police leaders were aware of the problem. The investigation was launched about 2 years ago after former officer Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd in Minneapolis by pinning Floyd to the ground with his knee. Resmaa Menakem is a racial trauma therapist in Minneapolis. He's also led anti-racist trainings for the city's police force. Resmaa, welcome back to Here and Now.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, and let's start with this report, which, among other things, said that there were covert social media accounts set up by the police to surveil black people and organizations that were not involved in any crimes. Does any of this report come as a surprise to you?
Not one bit. We live in a structure, in a philosophy that's predicated on white body supremacy. And the police are an apparatus and have been an apparatus to maintain coercion over black and indigenous bodies. So things like this, you know, I think reports like this surprise white bodies more than they do bodies of culture and black bodies.
Tell me a little bit about some of the trainings that you did with the Minneapolis Police Department. Did you see evidence of this bias or discrimination while you were working there?
Well, I don't assume that white body supremacy, I don't assume that it's episodic. I assume that it's structural and philosophical. So whenever I do go into or work with an organization, I assume that that is interwoven into their structure. I assume that it's interwoven into their processes. And so for me, evidence I don't look at evidence as this kind of aha moment. I look at it as how it reveals and emerges itself, because the very foundations of this country are predicated on the white body being supreme and standard. And so I just assume in any organization that I go through that eventually it's going to reveal itself.
You have told us before that anniversaries of events like George Floyd's death or new findings, new reports like this, that they can re-traumatize the community. Yes. What are you hearing from folks in Minneapolis?
Well, yeah, one of the things that I'm hearing is, like I said earlier, that this is unsurprising. I'm hearing that black, brown, and indigenous people are very tired of these reports coming out and people being, and particularly larger white community being surprised about it, but you know, and in shock. But then there's nothing, there's no structural things done in order to change it. You know, one of the things about this report was that they were supposed to be tracking of incidents that involved police officers. Especially if there was payout with regard to, you know, a police officer murdered or shot or harmed somebody, and then there was a payout through the city. Those things have not been tracked. And so, and this was came through the Brady Bill. That tracking of police misconduct is a problem, because you have police officers that continue to stay on the force that are doing the brutalization, and then there's no accountability. So for me, one of the things that I'm hearing in the community is this frustration, not just in terms of this report, but the frustration historically when these types of things come out and then there's no follow-up.
There's likely going to be a consent decree because of this investigation. Essentially, that would be a legal settlement that forces reform at the police department. Do you think that will be enough to fix some of the things you're talking about?
Absolutely not. The Brady Bill was legal, right? you know, and people did not do what they were supposed to be doing. It is, I think there's an outside-inside approach. I think there is, and the communities that are affected by this level of feralness and brutality in the police force need to keep the pressure on, and we need to hold those that we elect accountable to doing the right thing. We can no longer at this point tweak around the edges. January 6th, in terms of feralness, proved that we can't tweak around the edges when it comes to ushering in a living embodied anti-racist culture.
Resma Menakem is a racial trauma therapist from Minneapolis. Thank you so much for your expertise and your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for having me.